A Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media Station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. Boy, that went by fast. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. And, of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. You missed Richard Justice. We were very sportsy in the first hour because we have the boss and the gloss here, who you can hear on Monday nights a lot of times on this station, unless there's Stanley Cup or basketball or whatever. But can always catch him on SB Nation and can always check out the podcast. They do a great job, a lot of fun. So David Gow and Carla Dawson here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And next segment, we'll do an Ask the Boss, because I've already got a bunch of questions for the boss. But if you got a question for David Gow, you can tweet it at me, or you can text it to the show. Reasonable stuff. Don't.
Is there unreasonable stuff?
Oh,
out
God,
there?
Yeah. Like, and some things will be personnel stuff, like would you hire this guy? We can't really talk about those kind of things necessarily.
It might be a tampering fine from the NBA.
Yeah, and you know, people.
You and Doc Rivers going down.
Doc Rivers and I are in trouble.
People under contract, that kind of stuff. So, really can't answer those kind of questions. But just general stuff like, you know, there's some good ones on here already. Although I'll do this one first before we get to the college football. Do other women give you the side eye for working directly with the boss? He's asking you.
No, because I only come when the office is cleared out. I come at night.
Oh, okay.
Typically.
Right,
so I avoid
the side.
Yeah. He's my work husband. That's what I say.
Okay. Yeah, I think. See, that's weird though.
Side eye for working with the
like
boss.
Everybody I know has a work husband or a work wife, right? Except for me. I don't really have a work wife.
Okay, well, I can be your work wife.
Well, you already.
That's because
you've already had enough wives,
Fred. Yeah, how many can you keep?
Yeah, I feel like I have two more in me before I die.
Well, that's the over under number, right?
I'd like to get to 5.5.
5.5.
Yeah.
I do feel like there's some side eye, but I just ignore it.
Yeah, because you're the gloss. You don't care.
I don't care.
You're fancy. Fancy,
well,
don't care.
She's at the top of the heap. She's
I'm
the
Honey
gloss.
Badger. Honey Badger don't care.
All right. USA Today did the 10 best quarterbacks in college football going into next season. And, guys, we're not that far away. I'm pretty excited.
I know.
It's coming.
Love it.
I have no qualms whatsoever with their top three. Number one, Trevor Lawrence, Clemson. No shocker there.
Nope. No brainer.
And he's just going to get better.
Yeah.
I love him.
This guy's... And you got to love the hair. I mean, I love a quarterback who just doesn't give a bleep about his hair, and he lets it grow out and looks like a failed grunge musician.
Yeah.
That's my kind of guy.
He's Sunshine from Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got to go.
Oh, good movie reference. Tua is number two.
Yep.
No problem with that either.
I do a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I go on how I last saw Tua, and I didn't love the end of his season. He was very injury prone, clearly, but I didn't love his performance in the championship game because, you know, he's going to get ready for the NFL. And the closest thing Alabama will see, and probably this season as well, is the Clemson defense. That's the closest NFL-ready thing. And he could not handle it. He couldn't handle it. And he lost to LSU. It was the same thing. He was very sketchy in the LSU game. So I don't know. I think the bloom's coming off the rose a little bit for Tua. I mean, I guess in the whole college landscape, he's still at the tip top. But I think defenses are figuring him out. I think he's got some durability issues. I don't know. Well, I have him in the top five, but I don't know that I have him as number two.
You don't hear the expression tank for Tua with the same frequency that you did midseason when he was soaring high.
Unless you're Miami.
Yeah, I love this kid. I think Lawrence, I like Lawrence better if I had a choice on which one I'd want the number one pick with over the next 2 years. But I don't think he's your typical Alabama quarterback, for one thing. I think he really is that talented. He's a terrific passer. I think at the next level, he's going to be great. So I have no problem with him being number two. I think it's Part of it is because it's Alabama, then we want to assume that, well, he's just got so much talent around him, then maybe he's not that good. I do think he's that good. I have no problem with number three either, Justin Herbert from Oregon.
He's a fair number three.
Yeah, I like that.
Number four, this is where it starts
getting a little dicey.
Yeah, this one I was really surprised to see this guy as high on the list as he is. Sam Ellinger from Texas. I like him, think he's a good quarterback, but you put him ahead of Jake Fromm.
Jake Fromm?
I know, I don't like that at all, because Ellinger throws a lot of interceptions and late game key interceptions. Now, he did improve this last season, definitely. But I feel like this ranking here at number four, it's a little high for him. But I think it's because the NCAA loves it when Texas is relevant. And at any chance to lift the Longhorns, that's good for college football.
Hook them.
Hook them.
You know, a lot of people saying AJ is my work. Nope.
Oh, that's lovely.
No, that's not.
And it's almost touching.
No, it's not touching. And there is no touching. So number five is Jake.
Arousing.
Jake Fromm, number five.
Jeez.
Who I think should be ahead of. I think he should definitely be ahead of Ellinger, but okay.
I agree.
I do too. And he plays, I mean, look at SEC versus the Big 12. There are very light defenses in the Big 12, and you look what Jake Fromm plays against all year long, and I agree with you. I put Jake in front of Sam Ellinger any day.
KJ Costello of Stanford, number six. Okay.
Maybe.
I think that's a bit of a reach. They said, you know, they call him the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck. I haven't seen enough of him on the field. I mean, I think he's been the best that they've had in the last couple of years, but I don't know.
Adrian Martinez, number seven. I like him. I think year two under Scott Frost, the guy should put up some big numbers. I think that's about right for him. Shea Patterson, Michigan, number eight.
Boy, Jim Harbaugh better hope this is this guy.
He needs it.
He cannot keep being almost beating Ohio State, almost making it to the, this needs to be his year, and Shea Patterson could be the one to put him over the top.
Jalen Hurts, number nine, Oklahoma. I can't imagine he's not going to put up ridiculous numbers with that coaching staff.
I think that's low for him. Do you think that's low for
Feels
Jalen
a little,
Hurts?
Low to me.
Oh, yeah, when we were talking about other guys too high, this is a guy I think should be up there in that place. The amazing thing to me when I look at Jalen Hurts is think about how he changed the landscape of the Big 12 coming into this year. If Oklahoma didn't pick up Jalen Hurts, I think you'd look at Texas and Ellinger as, well, I mean, the best quarterback in the Big 12 and certainly the favorite with Texas. Now, with Jalen Hurts, I think you've got a guy who's going to perform better than Ellinger in that offense. When you look at what they're able to do with quarterbacks, I think Lincoln Riley's got the code, and they're going to really tap into Jalen Hurts' talents. I think Oklahoma's going to be a force in the Big 12.
And I also think Jalen Hurts was really the one that changed, going back to the conversation about Tua, Fred, changed the quarterback position at Alabama from being a game manager to being a dual threat quarterback. He was the one. And it was only when Jalen Hurts struggled that Tua came in and took over, you know, in the national championship game 2 years ago. So he really was the one that kind of set the stage for Tua. And you're right. It's no longer is the Alabama quarterback just a game manager with tons of talent around him. He's a super talented dual threat guy on the move that sees the whole field with a bunch of talent around him.
Finally, number 10 on their list. And this is kind of funny because I walked into Lance's office when he got back, and the first thing he was doing was looking at tape for next year, and the guy he was looking at was Jordan Love of Utah State, and he was just loving every pass he was making.
Really?
Like, look at this. So interesting that he makes the list. Some guys who just missed it, De'Aaron King of Houston, and I'm telling you, that guy under Dana is going to... I mean, he had... His numbers were right there with Kyler Murray's when he got hurt last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think you're gonna see a big year out of him. Khalil Tate out of Arizona... just missed. I'd like to see him closer to what he was 2 years ago. Mason Fine, North Texas, makes the list. Jacob Eason of Washington and Ian Book of Notre Dame. So
it's a good list.
There you have it. It is. I mean, I'm not quite buying into to Ellinger as a top four guy, but I'd have him in the top 10.
Well, he finished so strong. Texas was great down the stretch.
I would trade he and Jalen Hurts' position. I put Jalen Hurts up there.
Yeah.
And Ellinger down at number nine.
Going back to that point about Hurts and how he changed the Big 12 landscape, Oklahoma was, well, they've got a great five-star quarterback coming in Spencer Rattler, but they would have had to get, well, a Lawrence-type situation where the a true freshman would have led them to big victories. And they're only, I mean, it's very rare when a Trevor Lawrence comes along and plays that well in his first year as a true freshman. And that's where they were headed until they got Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, although I kind of believe Lincoln Riley could put a polar bear quarterback in the guy with maybe so. 5,000 yards. I mean, that guy just knows how to call an offense. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. We'll do an Ask the Boss when we come back. If you have a question for the boss, just tweet it at me or text it to the show at 713-780-3776. You know, reasonable stuff. And
it's going to be fun.
We'll ask some questions. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, so if you got questions for the boss, now's the time. I got a bunch of them.
I should point out that he was almost apologizing ahead of time for what he was about to ask me. Did you not hear that, Carla? He was worried.
I heard it.
Yeah, little concerned.
Well, we've got some good ones. Okay, so this one's from Jesse.
Jesse?
With the dead period in sports coming after the NBA Finals, would you consider doing the Rock the Mic contest again? He's asking selfishly.
Yes, we would. Actually, you know, we have some great stories. We discovered talent at Rock the Mic.
Barry Laminack.
Barry Laminack is the name. I mean, it's really been a great thing for us.
Juggalo Trey. Yeah.
Juggalo, yes. So we'll have to look at that. We usually do that, in late July, early August?
It was August, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to get that one back. So we'll talk to our, we have a really good promotions director.
Boy, we do. Courtney has really been a great addition.
And she did a great job on this golf tournament that unfortunately had to get rescheduled. But yeah, she's been terrific. Steven, the weather guy, did you ever foresee Gal Media becoming what it is now? And what's next for the Empire?
Well, I really didn't. I mean, we were starting out as one station, and to go from that station to now the success of this station and all the other platforms. No, that was not the original grand plan, but we've been opportunistic and had some really great opportunities to expand. We're really working to grow our digital footprint and have a chance to cross promote our assets. I mean, one of the things we're doing that has really worked well for us is we've got the number one sports station in town. We can use that to promote Sports Map. We can use it to promote Culture Map. They've grown our digital platforms. And so the whole can be greater than the individual parts. And I think we've got some other platforms we can add.
Yeah, and there's more coming, guys.
More coming.
Yeah. Rob asks, does Gal Media have a contractual relationship with ESPN and by extension Disney?
Well, we do. So to be an ESPN affiliate, you have a contract and ESPN affiliate agreement. And so, yeah, we have an agreement with them that enables us to carry the ESPN flag here in town and to carry some ESPN programming as we do, mostly evenings and overnights and weekends.
Lamont wanted to know what the difference was between 1560 and 97.5, because you owned 1560 when you bought 97.5. Was it simply the frequency, or did why did you go ahead and buy another sports station at the time?
Well, the quick answer was we wanted to get Fred Fowler. He was available. He was at 97.5. We bought 97.5. We brought Fowler into the fold. But no, beyond that, no, 97.5 as an FM signal, I think it's strategic to be there. It's sort of interesting. When we first got into radio 10, 11 years ago, about 40% of radio listeners, when they walked into the door of radio, they would turn left into AM, and 60% would go to the FM band. Now, it's about 75%, 80% going to the FM band. So to have a sports station on the FM band, that's where the listeners are, and so it's great to be on that dial.
We get this question a lot about the signal. We are working on that still, right?
Yeah, we've got a new solution for the West Side that we're actually still working. It's a slow process. There's clearly, with 97.5, it's a signal that emanates out of the eastern side of Houston. And so there are days and environmental conditions where we struggle on the west. But the signal is good enough to be the number one sports station in town. And we love the ratings we're getting right now.
Someone asking any chance we could get strictly a horse racing show. No, I would get so bored doing that.
Well,
if anybody
were to do it, it would be you, Fred.
Yeah, I've already said this. I'm not adding on anything right now until I subtract something. Because,
right.
Somebody asked what gave you the idea for Sports Map.
So we bought CultureMap.com. We had all these sports experts in our building, and it was just logical to reskin the Culture Map site, launch Sports Map. One of the things I felt about Sports Map is we have more branded sports experts in the city of Houston in our building than any other media outlet in the city. So to take those sports experts, to take John and Lance and Fred and AJ and Charlie Palillo and all those guys, Joel Blank, take them all, put them out on sportsmap.com was a no-brainer. It gave us a chance to grow a digital platform that tapped into our sports experts.
Lamont asked, not a question, but a statement that A97.5 or any Gow affiliate picks up one of the major three teams. Is this the day the station will die? In terms of content, I guess. I've always been happier not having those relationships because I feel like we can be more honest.
Yep.
And although, you know, if we ever get a hockey team, I'd love to have that on for personal reasons.
Right.
But
you may be the only one, but
I know I'd be the only one, but you know,
as long as you're happy.
Yeah. That's all that matters. But do you think at some point we'll get one of the big three teams, and do you want one of those at some point, or are you happy with where we are?
I do. I'd love to get one. I think, we've had good conversations with both the Texans and the Astros over the years. Really haven't had any dialogue with the Rockets, but I would love to get one of those teams, and hopefully that day will come. But a lot of the stars have to align just right. It is interesting that when I got into sports radio, and I'm fairly new to it relative to some other folks in town, the conventional wisdom was if you wanted to be the number one sports station in the city, you had to do what he's saying. You had to get a team. You had to have a team to support you. But what we've done it with is a great lineup and shows. And so I give a lot of credit to the talent on the air.
I love questions like this. Where do you get the support for claiming to be the number one rated sports show in Houston? It's called Arbitron. We get those every month, and we have, what, the top five shows in the city. So, yeah, we're number one.
Yeah, of course, Arbitron's been bought by, it's now Nielsen data.
Right.
But Nielsen is a rating service, and they measure the audience levels, and they are the ones who are saying we're number one.
And I know that this is something that everybody tries to do. They try to pick out parts of it to say, oh, well, this is what we're number one at. Because, you know, like in share, like John and Lance have the biggest share. We have the biggest cume. There's all kinds of things you can pick out, but you can't really... There's really nothing you can find that doesn't make ESPN 97.5 number one.
Well, and that's validated by Nielsen, a third-party rating service. It's now written about by David Barron in a recent article. You just look at our shows, our lineups, and they're ranked 1 to 5. We've got all our shows up there rating very well.
So there's your claim. I love when people, well, how do you claim, dickweed? 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Chase wants to know if I should get into the mayoral race, which I actually thought about briefly. I even talked to my lawyer about it and whether or not it would be a good idea. And mainly not to win, but I wanted to get some issues out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wanted to make some suggestions for how they could fix this mess that Sylvester Turner created with the firefighters. But ultimately, I decided not to do it. And... mainly because, what if I won? I don't want to do that job. I'm serious. I don't want to do that job.
Right. That would be a tough job.
You'd end up like Trump.
I'd say your job right now is a lot more fun than being mayor.
Yeah. And there's so many things I wouldn't want to mess with. But I did seriously think about it and to the point where I was looking, that I had talked to people who were going to support me. And
how much money do you have to raise to win a race like that?
I wasn't going to raise any money.
Yep.
My plan was to do it all through social media and the radio station.
Yep.
And I think that's a far enough reach.
Yep.
And I don't think we should be spending money on stuff like that. But that's, that was kind of the way it was going to go. And then I just kind of decided I didn't want the hassle of it. I didn't want the 1% chance I might actually win. And... you know, I've got a lot of skeletons in my closet. And
well, that's what makes you such an intriguing candidate.
But I mean, most people know all the skeletons because I talk about them on air. But you know, it's just stuff that there are some things that, I don't know if my kids want to hear all that stuff.
Right.
Just, Although in Trump's America, you can pretty much just dodge anything these days.
Yeah, look how far the world has changed. I mean, think about, it wasn't that long ago, Gary Hart and Donna Rice, all they did was take a little boat ride together. Yeah. But that's all we really know, is they were on a boat together. And now, of course, you got all kind of activity, Trump's history, and women like Stormy Daniels coming in and out of the closet. It's a different world.
There's probably a few Stormy Daniels types in my past. So.
Really?
Okay, here's a sports one for you, boss.
Yep.
What are the odds Oklahoma has a Heisman winner for a third straight year?
Ooh. Long odds, but it's definitely possible now with Jalen Hurts. I mean, I think he's a top 10 candidate to be a Heisman Trophy winner.
I think he's going to put up some sick numbers there. It just depends on how good Oklahoma is. All right. You know who would vote for me? My buddy Sam from Big City Wings. He just texted me to tell me that.
I'll vote for you.
And guys, if you haven't been to Big City Wings, I am voting for Big City Wings as greatest wing joint in the history of the world. And I'm telling you guys.
That's heady.
Well, and it's even nice for fancies like you guys. But it's family friendly. It's awesome. And right now, they've got a special limited time only menu. It's got the Mile High Fries. They've got the crawfish and mac and cheese. Matter of fact, the other night, we ordered Uber Eats and got some of these. They've also, those sour cream and onion wings are incredible. Mm. They've got a honey bun burger. That's right. A honey bun burger.
Wow.
And I was over there a couple months ago, and Sam brought all these for me to try, and they're all fantastic. And not just that, though. The wings that they do all the time, the burgers that they do all the time, they're all made from scratch. They're fresh, made-to-order menu items. And how about this? Specials every day. You know what today is? Whiskey Wednesday. All burgers, $7 on all burgers, and Whiskey Wednesday.
We should be there now.
Yeah, I know. We should be broadcasting live and having a $7 burger and whiskey.
Well, Uber Eats. You've gotten in there.
Let's have it happen.
Then we can go to our fancy gym afterwards.
See, that's what I should have done. I should have brought you guys wings today. Tuesdays are 2 for Tuesday wings, which are great. Tomorrow, double boneless wings and Texas Crafts. So specials every day. 8 great locations, including the new one on Rayford Road. And go to the website to find the location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Big City Wings is the name. BigCityWings.com. My favorite wing joint. Great place to go watch your games. Great food. Go check it out. BigCityWings.com. So turn the hourglass over and let's wreck this. It's a brand new world. I got a brand new heart. And every day I make a brand new start. I'm in my 20s, not in a hurry.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. We'll take some calls here over the next segment. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. You know how to do that. I need to tell you that WWE presents NXT Live, coming to Revention Music Center on Friday, June 21st. Experience the up-close wrestling action with WWE's next generation of superstars. At 5:36, we'll take caller 10 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see the show. For more ticket and show info, head to livenation.com.
At 5:36?
Yes. That way all the people on the stream get a chance to actually call in and win.
I got it.
Yep. So, because
the question's coming to you, boss. So get ready.
Oh yeah,
because it's like a 27-second delay between the radio and the stream.
Yep.
So this way, people who listen on the stream have an opportunity to win as well. 832 says Ellinger scored 41 TDs and beat Fromm head to head. In a freaking bowl game. Let's not make that a big deal. And where is Kellen Mond on the list? I think they listed him as one of the others receiving votes. I think he should be in the top 15, too. Pretty damn good player.
Yeah, notable admission. I mean, omission. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really disagree with their top 10. Maybe you could argue that Ellinger is a better college quarterback. I think clearly Fromm's a better pro prospect.
Yep.
And maybe that's coloring my opinion of it. So I'll at least hear that argument. 713-780-ESPN. So, did you see what the Seahawks are doing that has their fan base very upset?
Oh, I did see that.
Yes.
They're adding male dancers, and they will no longer be the Seagals.
You know, in this room with the three of us, I think we're going to have a little disagreement on this, whether there's a place for a male dancer on the side of a football game.
I don't have an issue with that.
Of course you don't.
You guys already
equal
have
opportunity.
You guys already have the players. You don't need a male dancer. Come on.
I think it's a little odd, but.
Well, and then there was the other uncomfortable question. So the female dancers are called the Sea Gals. And then there was a discussion about what the men should be called. And somebody wanted to call them seamen, which has its own connotation that was a little problematic. But
yeah, it's
taking the fifth on this.
It's a name that'll get some attention.
Yes, it would.
Are you sure you don't want to weigh in on this, Carla?
This is kind of right. I'm going to let you two just have at this one.
Well, we had a nice discussion the other day about what Gronk is going to do in his next life. And Gronkowski, of course, there were all whispers he's going to return. He's not going to return. He's retired. But then there were so many things he could do. There were thoughts that he would be in an action movie. There were thoughts that he might be an MMA fighter. And then there was this notion that he could be a male dancer. And maybe he would fit on that.
Well, that was my number one. That's clearly...
Chippendale.
He's cut out for that. Yeah, he's ready.
He's ready.
He's been doing that unofficially anyway.
Take that shirt off and just let it rip.
On the Gronk cruise?
On absolutely. The Gronk cruise.
He's just going to party.
He is going to party.
That's what I would do if I were him. I would
none of those jobs.
No. You'd just be Gronk.
Just be Gronk.
Why is everyone talking about the possibility that he would come out of retirement? Where did that even come from?
The Patriots are desperate. They need somebody,
right? He is not coming out of retirement. Why in the world would you?
Ben Watson, of course, got suspended for 4 games. Patriots don't have a tight end. I mean, it's really amazing. You've gone from a position of extraordinary strength, best in the league, to a position of nothing right now. They've got to scramble. I think they're going to go make a trade for Kyle Rudolph of the Vikings or come up with some other solution.
Well, it's Belichick. He could pluck Fred, you, or Aaron and turn you into a star tight end.
Right.
Catches the, you know, Super Bowl winning touchdown. That's just how he rolls.
So. Maybe Aaron.
Maybe Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get ready, Aaron. He's coming for you.
I'm too old. There's no way in hell I could do it now.
I don't know. You go to your gym a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. And
could be working towards it.
Laser progress, treatments not perfection. And such.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Unless they have bionic treatments where they're going to give me like $6 million man stuff.
Like that?
Yeah.
That would be the TB12 diet.
Maybe.
As you see, so of course, Tom Brady's got all of his unique workout routines, and he took a video, he put it out on Instagram. All of New England's ablaze about that. I mean, it was just him doing a few things, running on the beach, and it's as if he's got some whole new shtick and way to work out that's going to make him that much better. I don't know that he's got anything left he can do that's innovative and different for workouts. He's doing better workouts than you're doing at your little shishi place, Carla, but... it's just amazing to me, whatever he does now in New England, they follow, they love, they endorse. Yeah, he's a big deal.
He's the Oprah Winfrey of Boston.
Yeah, he is.
I'm always suspicious of special workouts.
Yeah.
Because every time throughout history that when someone's had, I do a very special workout that's been created for me, and this is why I'm in such incredible shape. In the history of sports, it's 100% on What Are the Odds Wednesday. They wind up getting busted for something at some point.
Ooh.
Lance Armstrong had a special workout.
Yep.
What happened to him? That Dara Torres, that swimmer who's
right,
in her
right.
40s, right?
Yep.
Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
Even though I still don't know that he actually, there's still, to me, no proof that he actually did it. But all of them, it's like, yeah, we have this special workout that we don't really talk about. No, it's because and if you don't think there's stuff out there that they haven't figured out how to catch
to
them
mask,
on yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, would you be shocked if Tom Brady was doing that?
I would, actually. I'm still a believer. But he is defying all the odds. His age, he's playing at such a high level. Yeah, I guess.
He's defying all the odds.
But he's got to answer to Giselle. She won't have that.
There is the female factor.
Why do you think Giselle's held up so well? You don't think she's not on this too?
There's that. Yeah, she's...
And you don't get to be the... You know, it's hard when you get to be the number one underwear model. If you're going to stay the number one underwear model...
Yeah, like 4 kids later or however many they have.
Yeah, and, yeah. I'm just saying. You really think she would influence that?
Yeah, I mean, just thinking about this, Carla. She has been an underwear model for a long time. Your run as an underwear model was only 2 to 3 years, right?
And then it was short-lived.
You cycled out of it.
I'm clean.
Yeah.
See, if you'd done those special workouts... You could still be doing
the fancy gym is not enough.
It's not enough.
Darn.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I hope you don't plan on living past 2050.
Right, because it's not looking good, according to the Aussie think tank.
The Australians published an analysis. It's called the Breakthrough National Center, misspelled, of course, with Century, for climate restoration, because that's how, you know, that's how foreigners do it. It's a think tank in Melbourne, Australia. I always wanted to be part of a think tank because I kind of get the impression I get to sit in a room and just go,
Isn't that what you do already?
Isn't that what we're doing right now? This is a think tank.
Not even talk. Just go,
Just think.
I wonder. Yeah.
Yeah, ponder.
And I think weed would be a part of that because that would be really good for something like this. Just get really high and go, wow, climate change, man. Cool.
So there needs to be a little drug enhancement to think well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's part of the shtick.
See, I have a different kind of drug enhancement than, you know, Tom Brady and those guys.
Right.
Yeah. Mine's more to mellow out and chill.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Well, then you need Ben and Jerry's. They're coming for you.
That is the worst idea ever, because you want to talk about getting fat in a hurry.
Oh, my. Seriously.
Weed-infused Ben and Jerry's. I mean, and
they are coming out with a CBD flavor, right?
Yeah.
As soon as all 50 states, you know, legalize it.
Yeah, so it's not going to happen anytime soon. But that would be the worst thing ever. I already almost overdosed on gummies because I had the munchies and ate more gummies. You think I wouldn't do that with ice cream?
Oh, it'd be worse.
I'd be sitting there. That's one of the things. There's two things in life that I stay away from primarily because, especially if I've had a little weed, peanut butter and ice cream. Because I will eat the entire jar.
Yep. You get the munchies and you're gone.
Yeah. And same thing with the ice cream, man. I'll just sit there and I'm like the woman who just got dumped sitting there in her sweats eating the gallon of ice cream.
Wallowing in her pain.
Yeah.
You know, did you see the NFL is now taking a fresh look at whether medicinal marijuana, in quotations, or just marijuana is a problem for the NFL. And actually, we're at the point now where with all kinds of folks legalizing, states legalizing marijuana, you can certainly argue that the NFL should just let it ride, right? There are all kinds of players who are, in fact, on weed. They're having to suspend them. It creates all kinds of nonsense. You got players sitting out, missing games. Ricky Williams' career was off, right? So there it is. David Irving of the Cowboys, he chose marijuana over football. But is that a necessary decision? Is it a choice? Why not let the NFL players smoke pot?
You know, I'm for it.
I knew you would be.
But it's not just that.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a little example. A friend of mine gave me some oil, yep. CBD, but it's got THC in it. And I've had the shoulder operated on like 5 times. And whenever I go through a really rigorous workout, sometimes there's a pin in there that'll pinch and it hurts really bad.
Yep.
Badly, and you know, I'll take a leave or whatever, but I rubbed some of that on it when it happened last time, and it was amazing. It just, no pain whatsoever. And it's not opioids, it's not stuff that's addictive, it's just something that's gonna take away the pain. And for guys who go through what football players have to go through on a weekly basis, and that great quote about it's like doing a car wreck every week, well, I mean, I think people get the impression, oh, they just want to sit around and smoke a blunt and get high. In a lot of cases, I mean, stuff like that can make all the difference in the world. Maybe your favorite player's out there a little more often because he's not in as much pain. And it's the kind of thing that, you know, if these guys have to deal with pain, give them an opportunity to do it. Give them something to give them, and it's, I mean, I'm a big advocate, so it's easy for me to say that, but I think they should be allowed to, especially since it's legal in some states. And, you know.
Well, that's the problem. It is in some, but not in all. And so that's where it gets a little bit tricky. And it's not regulated. So how do you know really what you're getting? And I think it could, for guys that have, like a David Irving, that's a great example. For someone who has a propensity to like that kind of thing, doesn't that open doors to trying something more? It's needing something stronger or doing something more recreationally. Like, you can just see the path that it goes down. If it's not regulated, that's what I'm saying.
Well, but that's why you have to legalize it, so you can regulate it. And here's my big question, and this is a thing that I think the NFL is kind of wrestling with. Let's say David insisted on drug tests. Well, first of all, you're going to lose all your talent. But and for the record,
not this one.
No, actually, Carla will be the last person here.
And there goes Gal Media. So no, let's not drug test.
There's still hope.
No, but I mean, I've never done anything beyond marijuana in my life, and I've always been a big advocate of it. So let's say I go to Vegas and then Canada, where it's legal, and I smoke a bunch, and then I come back home and test positive. Now, I haven't smoked here.
Right.
I was in a place where it was legal.
Yep.
Now, if it's company policy that you can never do it, that's one thing. But, I mean, is that really fair? If I'm going to a place where it's legal and doing it there.
Right.
Yeah, that's one thing if you test me today and say, whoops. Yeah.
Well, I know not to test you for alcohol either.
Yeah, I mean, that's positive.
But are you going to Canada to cover the Raptors series when you're doing it?
No, I'm on the
You're on vacation.
I'm on the opposite side of the country. We're in Western Canada.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll probably be going to a Saskatchewan Rough Riders football game, though, while we're there. So there is that.
But that whole country, just to be clear, though Toronto's in the other part of the country, that whole country is rooting hard for the Raptors, are they not? I mean, do you feel that? It's a Canadian thing.
Well, and this is something that, you know, I've fortunately or unfortunately been exposed to for 10 years now.
Yep.
Extremely nationalistic about their sports.
Yeah.
And if you remember back to the Vancouver Olympics, even, mm-hmm. how they get behind their athletes, their teams. And it's funny because Toronto's really a Maple Leaf city, but Canada is a Blue Jays Raptors country.
Yeah.
Because those are the only teams in those sports. So, yeah, the whole country's behind it. And it's funny because I tweak some of my Canadian friends on Twitter, and it's amazing how many of them just respond to me and how much it blows up because, yeah, especially their national teams. I mean, they have turned the under 20 junior hockey championships into an international event because they care so much about their national teams.
Hmm.
And I think the Raptors they think of the Raptors as Team Canada.
Yep.
And so, yes, they're behind it no matter where you are in Canada. And it's cool to see. Now, don't get me wrong, Toronto loves them too. But I think if they had to choose between a team in Toronto, it'd be the Maple Leafs. But in Canada, it would be the other teams because there's a lot of Canadian hockey teams and those people hate the Leafs. So.
Well, let's hope Kawhi Leonard doesn't break the country's heart by departing after this series.
You know what? He probably will.
Yeah.
But I got to give them credit for gambling
and
going for it. Got them to the finals.
Yep.
And maybe 1% chance. What are the odds Wednesday? It'll get them a ring, but we'll see. All right, quick break. We come back. We'll have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Yes.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I missed a couple of Ask the Boss questions before we get to the gym of the day. DJ asked, what did the boss think of the tequila you got him, and what is his favorite tequila?
Oh, nice.
Well, the thing is, it's funny. Last year, Fred gave me whiskey, and it was outstanding. This year, he gave me tequila, and I have not yet tried it, but I know it looks great. It's going to be it's a beautiful bottle. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, David's not a whiskey guy because there's still some of that whiskey left in his office.
Yeah, the pace with which I drink whiskey is pretty slow. Yeah,
but what is your favorite tequila?
Right now, short of trying yours, I'm going to go with. Patron.
Okay.
Yep.
Silver.
Okay, then you'll definitely like the one I gave you.
Good.
Then. It's I'm like a tequila for me is like scotch. I have to be in the mood for it.
Yep.
And it sometimes I like a good sipping tequila, which is what this is.
I love the sipping tequila. That's
but this
favorite.
Is also really good for us to make margaritas with.
Yep.
Like high-end margaritas.
Yep.
Fancy margaritas.
Yeah,
who's thinking
fancy
he's getting
now?
Fancy Fred over here's got a lot more fancy
whiskey
coming
is
in.
Fancy too.
Listen, we had this discussion before the show. Jeez. There are certain things that I admit I am fancy about and I will spend money on. And whiskey is one of them.
Mm-hmm. You did say that.
Beer is another one.
That's true.
And I will spend for better green product.
There it is.
Now that I can afford better green product, that I don't have to buy cheap stuff. So, yes, those things I will spend money on.
And sure.
And I, you know.
And a gym with a sauna.
You would let me tell you something. You'd last about 2 minutes in that gym. You'd be like, no, not with these people.
You do know what Carla does on Saturday mornings? Her workout routine. She goes to a hip hop class.
Yeah, she was telling me that.
Yes,
and Sunday mornings and Fridays and often Tuesdays.
Wow!
But who's counting, Fred? You might have to join me.
Fred at hip hop.
I'm not fancy enough for your classes.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Honey, you are fancy enough.
Can you see Fred Fowler twerking in a hip hop class?
He would be pulled to the front of the class.
No, they will twerk.
Fred.
Look at him go.
I think you need to come. I see twerking in your future.
I shall not twerk. Fifth commandment.
Ah.
But that does sound kind of cool. I just don't, twerking's not for me.
Okay.
Nobody wants to see that. Trust me. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I added this story on you guys late because I just happened to be scrolling through Twitter and saw Busted Coverage tweet this out.
Yep.
And the headline kind of tells you everything you need to know. We go to, of course, Florida. Florida man charter boat captain holds passengers hostage, does coke, drinks beer, shoots gun.
What else needs to be said?
Yeah, and they mentioned that he's probably not going to get a good Yelp review after this.
No.
But 36-year-old Mark Bailey, who looks like Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball.
Noted.
He looks like he is about to go medieval on someone. He definitely does.
Yes.
Apparently, he took out a boat over the weekend where police allege he snorted cocaine, hammered beers, sucked down some rum, and fired off a few rounds out of a 9mm. Actually kind of sounds like a fun trip, except for several witnesses told police he was drinking multiple beers on the boat.
Yeah.
That's lightweight stuff.
That's no problem.
Yeah, one passenger told police he saw him getting high off cocaine, and another witness said Bailey was drinking rum off the bottle on top of getting high.
And started waving a gun in the air?
Yeah, that came a little later. Okay. So for the first time in my life, I didn't think I was coming back, said passenger Christopher something Jeffrey. I thought for sure someone was going to perish, P-A-R-I-S-H. Spell perish right.
Oh, no.
Come on, Fox 4 website.
Church perish?
Hey, but here's the good news about Captain Mark Bailey. He's an honest guy. Do you know what he told the passengers on the ride? I'm going to put a bullet in each one of your heads. I'm going to take you and leave you out here, and no one's going to know anything different. So the guy was straight up and honest. So give him that.
Because I don't give a shit.
Lovely.
Yeah. One of the passengers told police Bailey got into an altercation with a young man and grabbed him around the neck and then ripped the man's chain off his neck. He then took out his 9mm and fired 6 to 7 shots and circled the boat around instead of bringing the passengers back to shore.
Wow.
They said he acted like he was heading back to shore, but he was actually driving the boat out in circles at sea while holding them hostage.
So moral of the story, don't get in a boat with Mark Bailey.
Yeah, I think if you go to Yelp and it's there's a one-star review of a charter boat, you might want to pass. Now, if he's going to share the rum and let me shoot the gun a little bit, I'll go.
You're on the fence. You might do this, right?
No.
No.
No. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Always Florida. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll have 3 or 4 really good gems of the day.
Yes.
And then at some point during the day, somebody will tweet me a Florida man story and it beats them all.
I think ours last year was a Florida story too. And then we have the Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
Tell me more.
That's your story. That's a boss's favorite story. He loves to talk about the Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
Yes.
He and Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
I can't remember stuff we talked about on the show this week, and you're remembering last year.
Because it was special that we got to come on your show.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. No, she's been talking about it all year.
I'm pumping him up, boss, so he can come on again.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely do this again. And you know, unless something really bleeps up in the last hour. I think you guys are doing really well.
Well, and what are the odds that that will happen?
12%.
Just checking.
Yeah. I don't like this.
All right. Well, what are the odds that if you're having some problems with your action at home, maybe you're not performing as well as you used to. I got a place you can go. Percent 1000. And guys, it's not just olds like me. Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40. So check out 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness, all for men. And what they do is they connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. And so the cool thing is you don't have to go in. There's no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. You just save hours by going to 4hims.com. It's easy. You just answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for a confidential review. And then everything ship right to your door. And it's that simple. And maybe you've been looking at that hair saying, oh, man, I don't want to lose any more hair. Well, they can fix that, too. If your skin's not where you want it to be, they'll do that. And, of course, if your sexual wellness isn't where it needs to be, guys, time to get it fixed. And they'll do it. And it's easy. Give them a call. Try Hims today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost you hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/Fred5. That's FORHIMS.com/Fred5. 4hims.com/Fred, the numeral 5.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.